And now, your Benchwarmer starting lineup. So wait, you guys are the Benchwarmers, but you're the starting lineup? That doesn't make any sense.
Come on, just read it.
At co-host 6 feet from Georgia Highlands, Wood. Behind the glass, 6 foot one from St. Cloud State, Josh Wynn. And at co-host 5 foot nine from the University of Minnesota, Notch. Head coach of the Benchwarmers, I'm KNSI, is Donald Lyons.
10:07. Excellent sports talk radio for you. It's live and local here on the Benchwarmers, 1450 FM 103.3, KNSI, Wood, Notch, Josh behind the glass, unnamed intern. Got a great show for you today, eh, Wood?
Oh, stacked.
Oh, yeah, it's stacked.
It's supposed to be like the worst time of the year for sports talk, but somehow
we come up with something
You
every week.
We found gold.
We always find gold.
Ready to jump right into this?
I'm ready.
Let's go ahead and kick it off with the headlines.
And now, here are the headlines.
The latest development in a story that broke about 20 minutes after we got off the air last Saturday.
Yeah.
We need a three-hour show. Whoever's listening, we need a three-hour show.
No, because if it would have been a three-hour show, it would have just broken an hour later, thanks to TMZ. Knowing our
Then we would have needed a four-hour show.
Yeah.
It's a deadly cycle.
We're ESPN. We're on 24 hours a day.
Yesterday, Adrian Peterson in court in Houston. It was only formality. His case reset to August 6th. Peterson, though, like I said earlier, he went Maury show on us, maintaining his 200% innocence.
Yeah, his statement here, I would just like to assure my family, my friends, and all my fans that I am 110%, quickly fixes that and says 200% innocent. I didn't push, shove, touch anything to anyone that night, especially an officer. I definitely don't have a problem with the Houston PD. This involves two individual officers that I have an issue with. Once everything is settled, the truth will come out.
Now, that's a red flag, because you ever seen the Maury show?
Yes, actually.
The paternity shows?
But I love it.
I know.
It is fantastic.
You ever notice when you watch that show, they're always saying, I'm 150% sure, I'm 200%, I'm 1,000,000% sure
he
that I'm
daddy.
Not the father?
He's the daddy.
Or he is or he isn't. But trust me, when you watch the Maury show, the higher the percentage that you're sure of something, the worse it turns out for you.
Usually,
when Maury reads the results,
usually. You know, honestly, I don't want to brag, but I'm pretty good at being able to pick out.
Peterson should just keep the percentages down. Keep the percentages down.
And you know what? I think at the end of the day, this ends up getting thrown out because he has the high-priced lawyer. It's a misdemeanor charge. The Houston, you know, legal system has to take care of bigger fish at some point in time. So this will probably end up on the floor and say, all right, go your way, everyone. But, you know, the one thing I do want to point out, everyone keeps saying an off-duty police officer. Just because they're off duty doesn't mean they're out of uniform or have the power of a police officer. These are still quote unquote police officers. So
yeah.
There's a lot of people out there making excuses saying, well, he probably wasn't in uniform or anything like that. He was in uniform.
He doesn't need to be in uniform.
Right. I mean, you can't push anybody. I mean, that would be an assault on anyone.
If he did, there's still plenty of reasonable doubt in this case.
And that's the thing. Honestly, it was probably a drunk guy. Probably everyone was a little keyed up. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's probably all for naught. But my question is, you know, earlier when we were doing the handoff there, you were saying it's not Adrian Peterson's fault.
It's partially Adrian Peterson's fault, but I don't blame him as much as I blame somebody else.
And that would be?
That would be the people that he was drinking with at the nightclub. His entourage, his posse, his group, his friends, his family.
But don't you have to hold the guy whose actions, isn't he easily the most accountable? It's his fault. If it's true, mind you.
I'm going to tell you this. If they would have stepped in, if someone in his party would have stepped in and defused the situation, none of this would be happening. No, this wouldn't even be a story.
Have you ever seen when someone tries to get in between a cop and somebody they're trying to arrest? It usually ends up with a tasing or, you know.
I've been to bars before, and I've never seen anyone get tased at a bar.
At a bar? No, but you've seen a maced or something like that? Or get themselves arrested. It happens all the time if you get
in between
somebody.
It doesn't happen all the time. When you're with a group of friends, like St. Cloud State's here, and I have to walk by, you know, all the bars here in downtown St. Cloud all the time. And there's groups of people that are together, and there's an unwritten understanding that, hey, we're all here to have a good time, but if something's going to go down, we got to protect everyone in our group. We got to protect the people in our group. We got to make sure no one gets beat up. Got to make sure no one gets arrested.
It's not Thunderdome. You're out drinking, having a, you know, with your friends.
It was Thunderdome for Adrian Peterson. He couldn't get out of the bar without having something happen to him. And he's a famous guy. When I was in college, all of our friends, we protect each other. We were a bunch of nobodies. This is a famous player here. You got to protect the meal ticket. You got to protect the meal ticket.
All right, I have a little bit, and don't mock me for this because I'm about to drop a huge name. But Adrian Peterson, we're the same age, so we have like the same group of
You're just like Adrian Peterson.
No. My circle in Minneapolis like kind of runs through his circle, so like we have friends that are in both circles. And I've been at bars when he's there, and he never drinks. He never drinks. Like I've probably been to the bar with him, not with him, but like I've seen him there probably 3 or 4 times, and I've never seen him drink.
Let me ask you a question, Josh. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't somebody have stepped in his party? Like if you were with Adrian Peterson's party and you saw that something looked like it might have gone down, it's getting ready to go down, wouldn't somebody kind of get in there, diffuse a little bit?
You know what? I'm there with you on both sides. For the most part, he probably has security. I mean, these guys travel.
They did
security.
A hell of a job.
Yeah, he probably has. But, I mean, I've been out to the bars, and I'm young. I mean, I know what it's like to go out and drink and just be an idiot. Your friends grab you, and they get you out of there. Like, you're being a loudmouth. Let's get out of there. Both sides, though. But he has to take accountability for what he did. If you push the guy, whatever. He has self-control. He has willpower.
Drunk.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to buy the excuse, I was drunk. Try to use that on anybody. Oh, man, I didn't mean to drive, but I was drunk. Or I didn't mean to have sex with that girl, but I was... It doesn't work. You still poured that alcohol down your gullet, and you still impaired your judgment.
And that's the thing. At the end of the day, this still ends up at Adrian Peterson's doorstep. That's why he's the one in jail, and that's why he's the one in court.
You know who should go out party with Adrian Peterson? Drummond Turtle.
Yeah.
They took care of Vincent Chase. He never got arrested until the end of season 7 of
Vince
Entourage.
Got beat up, though.
At the end of season 7.
Was that season 7? But he was by himself, too.
Well, wait, isn't this like Adrian Peterson's 7th year in the NFL?